really wish I had the skills to, like, be able to draw cover art or something so we can make this, like, specific for every week. But I'm like, I don't have the mental capacity for this.
I would love to outsource that, too, but I don't really want to toss money at this thing just yet.
No. I am still like, we need to finish one season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, if this is actually a thing that people are listening to, or even at the end of it, we're still having fun with the whole thing, then we'll look into...
Sponsors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Stamps.com's always looking for people, I'm sure.
Yeah, Squarespace?
Maybe Squarespace?
I want the MeUndies one.
That was my next one, MeUndies. Yes.
Yo,
definitely
I want
on
the
board
MeUndies
for MeUndies.
We all need free underwear.
But I guess on that note, welcome everyone to episode 1.5.
1.5.
Is that how you want to say it?
Teaser number two.
But yes, welcome back everyone to Movie Masochist, where we try to find the fun in painful films. My name is Joby.
Hello, I'm Kim.
And today, after a long debate over what movie we're going to talk about next, we were leaning hard at the end of the last one, thinking we're going to do yet another DC movie.
We are a one-track mind kind of group. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. That just one brain cell constantly.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm not mad, though, but we have to change it up because we gave too much, like, shit to DC, so.
It's very true, and even though I said at one point that I felt like Marvel was doing everything right, that's a lie. MCU is doing a lot of things right. A lot of Marvel is not. Case in point, the movie we're going to talk about next is Fantastic Four.
Get ready. It's not the one that you're thinking of with Chris Evans. It is the one with Michael B. Jordan, the man who cannot pronounce Naruto. I will never let that go.
How does he pronounce it? I'm trying to remember now.
He pronounces it Naruto. And he had the big coach collaboration, so I'm very hurt.
Oh, buddy.
I just want you to know, just for extra funnies, he pronounces Sasuke correctly.
Oh, I don't... We can dive back into that when we get to the full episode, I suppose.
Oh my god.
I hope that in somewhere in this world, there is a like a blooper reel of him doing a fireball jutsu as Human Torch. Man. Please tell me that exists.
Yeah, I guess.
If not,
yeah. Fuck.
The dude missed a huge opportunity.
Now I'm
to
sad
do that.
Thinking about it.
He really did. So yes, the next movie we're going to talk about. The 2015 Fantastic Four.
Did it, who owned this movie back in the early days? Wasn't it still Fox?
Yeah.
I think you mentioned this last time where the reason why they decided to do this really awful remake of Fantastic Four is to hold on to the rights.
No, that was definitely one of the reasons why they did it. I don't remember everything about the logistics to this movie. All I know is Disney has the rights to it now. So that means in the very near future, we are going to be getting the Fantastic Four.
Again. A third time.
But in the MCU. So it's going to be hopefully better. And I want this to be good. I really do. For the sake of...
Don't give them too much hope.
No,
don't
but
give them too much
the whole thing is, if not for the Fantastic Four, we wouldn't have Marvel.
Is it just the Fantastic Four? Oh, hold on. Do you mean in the comics or do you mean that in, like, the movie?
In the comics.
I believe you with
yeah,
that.
So
aren't they the first
essentially,
family?
Yeah, they were the first family. Stanley originally was working for DC and he wasn't happy. He wasn't doing the work he wanted to do. So then he came home one day, his wife told him, make something you love, make something you're really proud about and go from there. And that was the Fantastic Four. So if not for this franchise, we wouldn't have the MCU right now. We wouldn't have a Marvel if not for that and everything else that happened after the fact. I mean, there's a whole lot coming from Marvel very soon. I mean, we got WandaVision literally tomorrow. We are recording this on January 14th.
Oh, yeah. I forgot WandaVision.
We got WandaVision tomorrow. I am pumped for that.
Oh, my God. Disney Plus keeping me to their platform.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of good things. Unlike HBO. No, I'm kidding. HBO Max has still got me. But to get back on topic.
Oh, all right. So wait, how are we going to do this? Are we going to react to the trailer?
Oh, that's right.
How are we doing this? How do we? Because I haven't seen this. I'm coming in so blind.
I haven't seen the trailer in a long time.
I'm on YouTube. I have the thing. It is 5 years ago, but all right. I don't know.
How about this? I'm going to pull it up on my end as well. If anything, we can even just go like 3, 2, 1, click play.
All right, whatever floats your boat. Is it all ready? Are you set up to start?
3, 2, 1, play.
A few moments later.
I remember seeing this trailer and thinking it was a weird direction to go in. I actually want to see right now how old this cast was going into filming. Because they look young.
12 seconds later.
Looking at the cast, Kate Mara was actually the oldest of the group. She was born in 1983.
She'd be
around like 32 around the time of filming. And if she's the oldest, everyone else would be around about 4 years younger.
20s?
So her 32, they were in their late 20s. So for all of them to be like, oh yeah, I'm a doctor. I'm this, I'm that. Like,
is he a genius? I forget. Isn't he the second smartest? He's the second smartest Marvel character, right?
Roundabout.
He's behind.
I don't know what the hierarchy is in terms of intelligence. I know he is definitely one of the smartest people in the Marvel roster.
Yeah.
Along with Tony Stark, Doctor Strange. I think Shuri is on that list. I think they put who's the new, who's Ironheart?
Riri Williams.
Riri Williams, that was it.
The other one that I'm thinking of is Amadeus Cho, the new Hulk.
The new Hulk, yes. And Bruce Banner, obviously.
He has 7 PhDs. He's not that smart.
Yeah, I mean, none of those are in flying a spaceship, so whatever. But yeah, so like if you look at age,
they're late 20s.
Late 20s, like, so like you just finished your doctorate, essentially.
I want to know how many doctorates at that point Reed Richard has finished.
Yeah.
Like, if he is one of the smartest characters in Marvel, like where is he at? And also, I don't remember what he's studying.
I mean, it could be one of those like, child prodigy things where they started early. I mean, there are paths that people can take to skip years and stuff like that. Maybe he is that child prodigy. Who fucking knows? I mean, other than uber nerds who are going to be like, you guys need to look up the lore a little bit more before you talk about these things.
Look, again, reiterating, we're not experts. We're just trying to figure this out. So haters gonna hate.
I'm also in one of those things where if I look up too many things, I will just regurgitate.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the unedited version of the first podcast, Lord knows how many times I quoted Kevin Smith.
Well, no one has to know. No one continues to. No one needs to know.
Exactly. Like I said, the unedited version. You all are gonna get the edited version. The heavily edited version. And if you still think it's too long, you can suck it. So, back on track. All right, again, gut reaction from the trailers.
I'm worried about the CGI and the story. Part of me wants to, I don't know if it's worth the time and energy to put into it, but do I want to suffer through this movie and then also find the first Fantastic Four? Like the nostalgia Fantastic Four for me with Chris Evans.
Do we do the double feature of the 2015 Fantastic Four and then follow that with the 2005 version of Fantastic Four? Do we do the double feature? Yes or no?
Okay, here's the thing. Can we make that decision if it's available on your streaming service?
I mean, to be fair, I did not look up where it can be streamed. It's on Disney Plus.
No, it's not.
It's on Disney Plus.
No, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not joking. I just clicked Disney Plus and it's about to play on my computer.
Hold up. Where the fuck is my iPad? Because now I have
it. I'm not joking. It is playing on my computer right now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's there. I'm sorry.
I have to put this on the fucking.
We have access. That's my Monday night.
Oh, wait, hold up. Joby, they're both on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, there we go.
They're both on there.
Because they own 20th Century Fox now, so they have the movie rights. Holy crap.
Oh my god, this made everything so much easier.
It really did. It really did.
All right, well, I can't complain anymore. We're done.
Okay, so after, and yes, I will put this into the recording. Timestamp of 1 hour and 44 minutes of recording. We have decided that we are going to be doing a double feature. Kim, would you like to say anything about this decision?
I am still in shock about this decision, only because I was not prepared to watch two films. But in true movie masochist formatting, I think we are going to double down this week and hurt ourselves a little bit more.
Episode 2, double down. Let's go. We are not going to be doing a triple feature for week 3.
Please.
Tossing that out there right now.
Please,
we are not doing that.
No.
Or should we save this for week three and do all three movies? Because they did have a sequel to the 2005.
Oh my god, you're stressing me out, Joey.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We are not doing that. We are capping it at these two. On that note,
oh my god.
Let me toss this out there. Kim, what do you remember of the 2005 version?
Very little. All I remember is that Chris Evans was his peak most, like, dickish self.
I think his biggest douchebag movie has got to be Not Another Teen Movie.
Okay, but that's also his biggest thing, but also at the same time, that is a parody.
Oh, it absolutely was. So, like, it was hammed up by everyone.
It's campy as hell, so I don't count that one because it is supposed to be a parody.
Yeah.
So, like, for this, coming in as, like, a kid watching this, Chris Evans' character was my least favorite. Like, he was the most annoying character in this film.
Which is funny because I actually remember loving him as a character. I thought he was, like, the coolest freaking dude in the world.
I think he was just a little too arrogant, and I'm like, I'm over you.
I'm sitting there, 2005, I'm looking at, like, I'm 15 years old, about to go into high school, and I'm like, dude, you're going on, like, ski trips, and there's, like, hot nurse, and, like, you're pulling off these, like, stupid-ass lines, but it's working for you. Good for you, man. That's awesome.
I will truthfully also admit that I think it's because of this film why I did not want to watch the first Captain America movie. I was so
that's
over
fair. Yeah.
Like, I was like, why are they bringing back Human Torch for his own kit?
Because you also got to remember, it's like, back then, we didn't really realize that there was a difference, right?
Right.
We were just thinking, this is Marvel. Why are you another character?
Yeah. Just didn't understand it.
Yeah. If you want to be a Marvel character and a DC character, that's fine. It's two separate things, two separate universes.
Yeah.
But now that we are 20 years later and we realize that the MCU is its own universe, hence Marvel Cinema Universe.
Cinematic Universe.
Oh, sorry. Marvel Cinematic Universe. Thank you for the correction. We are all okay with him being that. And also the fact that he was an amazing Captain America / Steve Rogers.
Right.
He was so good in that role that I actually forgot sometimes that he was the Human Torch back in 2005.
I am curious to hear your thoughts after watching this Fantastic Four film, because I already predict one of my points is going to be Michael B. Jordan, because Black Panther is one of my favorite, like, Marvel films. He stole the show in Black Panther. Like, I love Chadwick Boseman, but the first time I had seen Black Panther, Killmonger, he really just stood out. Like, I was not mad. Killmonger's, like, ideals, like, he wasn't wrong, but, like, he also was going about it wrong. We could go into, like, deep analysis of all that meaning and, like, his, but that's not what we're here for.
But to answer your question about how I'm going to feel about this movie, honestly, based on the trailer, it looked like Michael B. Jordan was, like, the center of the film. Like, they showed a lot more action shots of him, but, and granted, it's a trailer. It's supposed to catch your eye. It is supposed to be flashy. Out of all the superpowers that they have,
it's always Human Torch.
His is the flashiest, not even just because it's fire, but probably because it's fire. But I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, after watching both those movies, I'm still gonna think the best Fantastic Four movie is The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Just say it. Someone super strong, someone super stretchy, someone with invisible powers and force fields, and someone who can go super, super fast. Human Torch, it's borderline. But hey, his younger brother could turn into fire. So, Fantastic Four.
That is not a stretch, but it is an interesting theory.
I'm just saying, that is the best version of Fantastic Four we're gonna get, probably, until MCU does it right.
Okay, so is there any other reactions that you have from the trailer, or if you have any nostalgic feelings for the 2005 version?
From the trailer for the 2015 one. After watching a trailer, you kind of always have that feeling of, like, do I want to see this movie? Yes or no? Even now, and I'm pretty sure back then, I did not have that eager, like, I need to watch this. And essentially, that trailer has failed because it did not entice me to really watch that movie. And honestly, like, when you looked at the cast, and it seems off. And I'm not just saying that because, like, oh, hey, like, Johnny Storm shouldn't be black. I'm like, I don't care about that. If you're a good actor, just take the role. Then, hey, like, we're going to figure out how you guys can be brother and sister. Oh, she's adopted. Cool. You fixed it. Done.
People are nitpicky. This is like the downfall of, like, the fandom.
Oh, yeah. Because you have an image of what they should look like in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
When you see it in 2005, you see that cast at that age, at that time, they were great. That was a really good choice across the board, in my opinion. And even the guy who played Dr. Doom, the guy from Nip Tuck that I don't remember his freaking name, but he was really freaking good.
Oh, my God. The Nip Tuck man.
Yeah. He was a really good Dr. Doom, in my opinion.
He was so scary. Like, that is also something I, like, deeply remember. I can't remember if it's just, like, his face and, like, his facial expression that, like, freaked me out as a child. But, like, I think it may have also just been, like, his whole demeanor. He just freaks me out.
He was sinister. And, like, he played that well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Runaways, like, the Hulu? He's also in that.
I did. I watched the first season. I thought it was pretty fun. But for some reason, I never kept up with it.
Oh, I only bring that up because I'm like, the way that you described him also reminded me of his character in Runaways. Because, like, he's the cult guy. Or spoilers, he's the...
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot. Holy crap. Yeah. But he plays that role well. I don't care if you get typecast. It's like, you do a good job. All right, perfect. We needed that role. You got it. Good job.
I hope he just leans into it. That's kind of, like, my thing is that if he leans into it and if he likes it, why not?
So, I think having already watched the 2005 version, never watched the 2015... I'm a little biased as to liking the 2005 a little bit more. I remember there's a song by Sum 41 that plays when they go snowboarding. And that still comes up because I still use Pandora. Oh
my god. What a throwback.
Yeah, that comes up in one of my Pandora videos. I rock out to that every now and then. So like the most exposure I've had to 2005 Fantastic Four has been Newts by Sum 41. It's a damn good song,
that
man.
That is the most specific, like, oh my god. I am deeply surprised. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
At all.
This is where I'm at. Hopefully, the 2015 one surprises me. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope we can find some good points with it. I'm really trying not to bring it in, like, a list of, like, a gajillion.
Look, we are doing the painful movies. We are gonna have a long list of bad. But if we can at least scrape by and be like, this was okay for X, Y, and Z.
Right.
That's what we're here for. We're trying to find the fun here.
I'm afraid and also excited to find the fun in this.
For sure. At least we found the fun that it's on Disney Plus. We don't really have to go too far. That's fun.
Oh my god, I'm stressed out.
You have any last thoughts besides you are nervous excited?
I don't know what to expect for these. Like, I feel like I have my nostalgia blinders on for the first Fantastic Four, and
That's what I'm worried about too. Honestly, that is a big worry. The fact that I'm already harping on the fucking soundtrack.
You should bring that back for the full episode because that's at least one point that you can go back to. That's decent. But
oh, I'm gonna toss that out there for sure.
All right, are we good?
I think we're good.
Well. After us ranting so much about both of these Fantastic Four films, I hope everyone gets ready for our full thoughts on the original Fantastic Fours. We are officially on Instagram and Twitter. Our handle on Instagram is @MovieMasochist, one word. But unfortunately on Twitter, our handle is @MovieMasochist, singular, and then afterwards is an underscore.
There you go. So that underscore, pretend it's like a fill in the blank.
Movie masochist question mark?
So, if you guys want to watch along, you got Disney Plus access, or have a friend who does, by all means, jump in on it. Check out these films. See if you agree or disagree with our opinions afterwards.
Well, thanks for joining us on Movie Masochist this week. We had a great time ranting about not Rule 34 this week, but... get ready for the double feature next week. We will see you then.